This morning's reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, starting at chapter 3, verses 26 to 29, and it's on page 1170. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Father God, we do pray that you help us to think through those words. Amen. Okay then, unicorns or fairies?
Unicorns.
Anybody for fairies?
No.
So why? Why unicorns?
Because they're unicorns.
Because they're
fairies.
So, okay then, a Porsche, Lamborghini Aventador S, or a Ford Fiesta? Does anybody know anything about Transformers? I know nothing about Transformers. No? Okay. Okay, one for the ladies. David Cassidy or David Essex? I guess that. We all have our ideas about which is the best person or thing. And what happens when you don't get enough votes on Strictly? You're off. You're out, never to be seen again. We all have our ideas about who are the good people and who aren't. Now, in biblical times, we do have to talk about the Bible. In biblical times, they were no different. Just like us, they thought some people were better than others. They thought that the Jewish people were better than the Greek. That the men, how dare they, that were better than the women. And that free people were better than slaves. But what does God think? Well, Paul, who wrote that letter, he says, no, you've got it all wrong, the wrong way round and upside down. I wasn't here when Toby Avica stood on his head to show how the people had got their ideas upside down. Do you want to have another go?
I'll say that for next week.
Well, I'm not going to try it either. but you get the idea. The people had got it wrong. Paul says we're all sons of God if we have faith in Jesus. He said there's no difference amongst them, whether they're Jews or Greeks or men or women or slaves or free people. If they followed Jesus, they all belonged to God the same. So if that was true for them, it must be true for us right now. So, have a look you lot, have a look at all those people out there. Do they all look the same? So, what's different about them? I'm having no response at all here. Okay, people of Elmden, what is the difference amongst us? Have a look at each other. I know there's some people, you only ever see the backs of their heads. Well, turn round. Have a look at people. What do we look like? Are we all men? Are we all women? Are we all girls? Are we all boys? Are we all English? What else are we? Anybody like to show? Aliens down here. I think he's got that right, actually. Any other nationality?
Welsh.
Scottish.
Irish.
French. Are you French? I never knew that. Okay. Are we all hugely athletic? So we are not all the same. Do we all wear glasses? Are we all tall?
No.
whole variety of people. Who's been coming to this church for over 10 years?
Not me.
Over 5 years? Less than 1 year? You are an alien. Okay, so we all belong to God, all of us who have faith and follow Jesus. Now, different sort of question. What does a policeman look like? How do you know?
Because
you've seen them. What's special about a policeman? Why does he look different from you? Uniform. A fireman? Does he look different from a policeman? A nurse? She's got a uniform. She looks different from a fireman. Or he, sorry. My brother-in-law is a nurse. Right, you recognise people by their uniform, by the clothes that they wear. But how do you recognise a Christian who follows Jesus? Because this is the slightly weird thing that Paul says. For all of you who were baptised into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. So, obviously, we're all wearing different clothes. So it's not what we look like on the outside that counts, but what we look like on the inside, what sort of person we are on the inside that shows that we belong to Jesus. And you'll be saying more about that later. So all of us, no matter what we look like on the outside, if we believe in our hearts that we want to follow Jesus, then we are blessed by God. How does that feel? No matter what sort of person you are, if you belong to Jesus, you'll be blessed by God. So how do we know that? It's all very well for me to just stand here and say, you're blessed by God, isn't that lovely? Where's the proof? I do have sort of an NHS background, and nothing is true if there is no proof. So, right at the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, it was chapter 22, verse 18, if you're interested in that sort of thing. Right at the beginning, God promised Abraham that through his offspring, all nations would be blessed because Abraham obeyed God. And if you don't know that story, if you don't know what Abraham did to obey God, then read chapter 22. It's amazing. So, God was pleased with Abraham and blessed all offspring, all nations through all time. Lovely. What's that got to do with us? Abraham was a long time ago. We're here. We're nothing to do with Abraham, are we? It does include us, if we belong to Jesus. So how do we know that? Abraham was such a long time ago. Well, right at the beginning of the New Testament, there's a sort of who do you think you are, family tree type thing that shows how Jesus is one of the offspring of Abraham. It's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, if you want to know. So if we belong to Jesus, then we are descendants of Abraham. And we are blessed by God, all of us, together. So those people that we might have thought were very, very different from us, whether they like fairies or unicorns or Lamborghinis or whatever, actually, we're all the same. We're all children of God. Whether we're old, young, tall, short, any of these differences. In fact, the differences are good. The differences, wouldn't it be boring if we were all the same? If we all liked the same thing, they'd run out of Lamborghinis. The important thing is that we are all included in God's children, in our church and in our world. Ladies, girls, you are sons of God. So how should that make us feel? Well, I think it makes us want to look out for each other. We all belong to each other. We should all be bothered about each other. So, have another look around this church of ours. Have a look at somebody who's different from you. Just keep this in your head. You don't have to tell anybody. And we're going to pray for them. Okay, so have a look. Look. Who are you going to pray for? Somebody who's completely different from you. Father God, thank you that we all belong together because of Jesus. For that person, please, God, be with that person that I'm thinking about that is totally different from me. Be with that person in the next week and help them remember that you love them. Amen.